Random House Audio presents The Black Count, Glory, Revolution, Betrayal, and The Real Count of Monte Cristo by Tom Rees. Read for you by Paul Michael. Prologue, Part 1. February 26, 1806. It was nearly midnight on the night of February 26, 1806. And Alexandre Dumas, the future author of The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers, was asleep at his uncle's house. He was not yet 4 years old. He was staying there because his father was gravely ill, and his mother thought it best for him not to be at home. As the clock struck, he was awakened by a loud knock. By the light of a lamp that burned by the bedside, he saw his cousin sit up, visibly frightened. Alexandre got out of bed. He recalled in his memoirs, 40-some years later, "My cousin called to me. 'Where are you going?' 'You'll see,' I replied quietly. 'I'm going to open the door for Daddy, who's coming to say goodbye.' The poor girl jumped out of bed, greatly alarmed, grabbed me as I put my hand on the doorknob, and forced me back to bed. I struggled in her arms, shouting with all my strength, 'Goodbye, Daddy! Goodbye, Daddy!' The next morning, the adults came to wake the children, and one of them told Alexandre the news that his father had died during the night. 'My daddy is dead,' I said. 'What does that mean?'
'It means that you won't see him again.'
'What do you mean I won't see Daddy again? Why won't I see him?'
Because God has taken him back from you.